Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lickin' on Lending, David Lickin.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Good to have you here with us, and happy new year. I think this is the official get back to work day, because where the holidays fell, there was able, some people took some time off, the week off around Christmas, some people took the week off around New Year's, but everybody is back at it today, although it seems like everybody is shivering across parts of the country. It is really crazy how cold it is. It's even down to 22 degrees here in normally very warm Austin, Texas area. And Alice is shivering. She was just telling us it's going to be down to 22 below or some ridiculous thing up there. Where I grew up in Minnesota, it's down to 48 below right now. This is nuts. So anyway, it's warm here, though. We're glad to have you on the broadcast joining us. We have many people dialed in from across the country. As I look at the numbers dialed in, people literally from all over the nation dialed in. So glad that you make this a regular part of your broadcast. Thrilled to have you be with us. We're excited about today's broadcast, especially just what this week is, everybody. It is the big kickoff for the new regulations, January, December. We've got to move on here. January 10th this week is the big implementation of ATR, the ability to repay, QM, qualified mortgage, and we've got a broadcast focused 100% on that area, on those areas of what's happening at this week. So we've got Ken Markison of the MBA. I caught up with Ken last night, recorded a introduction to some of the things that the MBA is doing to help lenders get prepared. So we're going to have pre-recorded comments by Ken after here a little while. We also, very excited, this is something I've been wanting to happen for a long time. We've got someone from United Guaranty Corp on the line with us, David Bergstrom, who is the regional vice president for United Guaranty, will be joining us in the Hot Topic segment. David will be talking about the new MI resources available from United Guaranty Corp that are QM compliant and will help your business in 2014. Also, we're just thrilled to have United Guaranty as a sponsor of the radio broadcast. Congratulations to United Guaranty for growing to becoming number one MI company in the United States. And we are also thrilled. By the way, they accomplished that in their 50th year anniversary, and that was accomplished in 2013. So they became number one in 2013. It was their 50th anniversary. And, of course, we want to attribute to the fact that they're a sponsor of the radio program. We're going to take as much credit for them becoming number one as anything. But, anyway, it's good to have them as a sponsor of the broadcast. Congratulations to them. United Guaranty wishes all of our listeners a happy and prosperous 2014, and they are going to have some great resources. We're going to be talking about those in the Hot Topic segment. We try to get them on the broadcast, and this is the first time after a year we've got one. We've got Dave Bergstrom on, and Dave's a great guy, and he's got a lot of good information. Be sharing that. By the way, if you want to find out more about United Guaranty, go to our website, lickinonlending.com, click in the upper right-hand corner, or contact your account executive in your area, and you can also learn more of where all these resources are located at www.ugcorp.com. Mortgage insurance underwritten by United Guaranty Residential Insurance Company, serving our industry for 50 years and now number one. Thank you, United Guaranty, for your sponsorship and your partnership on this radio program. Appreciate it. Listeners, Happy New Year. Now let's get into it. Let's get back to work, and let's start off as we do each broadcast with what's going on in a market update. Joe Farr, I understand MBS, good to have you with us. Happy New Year, Joe.
Well, thank you.
We understand MBS prices are up. Tell us about
what's they're going up today. Starting off the week nice. We're up 9/32 right now and starting to see a few favorable reprices trickle in. Most everybody's thinking about it right now. So what kind of drove this, it was ISM index, services index, came in a little short of expectations. And since that announcement, there's been just a slow, steady improvement in prices. So if you hadn't gotten one, look for a favorable price change coming soon.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now, Joe, and I see the graph, and then people could just log in. If they knew the resource that was available.
It's so easy.
It's just so easy, and it's so great, and it's so concise. Okay, let's talk about
last week.
Well,
you can see that on your phone, too, Dave. That's a nice thing. You can really get a sense of what movement has occurred in MBS prices just at a glance on your phone, on your desktop. Really easy.
Real easy stuff. Well, I'm so glad to have you part of this broadcast, Joe, each and every week. And, folks, I got to tell a little story on Joe. Joe was, when he first started, he says, Dave, I sound too Texan to be on here. I got this accent. And everyone, I tell you, people love it, Joe. It's just that identifies you, and it's such a great signature. Let's talk about last week. It was pretty quiet because of the new year. But let's get into a review.
There was a little volatility Monday and Tuesday as we were, ending 2013. Monday, November pending home sales missed expectations. They were up only 0.2, and they were expected to be up a little higher. And that was up only 0.2 over an October number that was revised lower. So MBS prices improved a little bit, and then consumer confidence came out on Tuesday, I believe it was, and kind of reversed that gain. So for the week, there's really very little movement. After New Year's Day, the information came out and matched expectations, and so not a lot of movement last week. Now, this is a big week. I mean, you mentioned the issuance of ATR and the QM regulations coming out. I'm very interested to hear what Dave can tell us about that. But in addition, we got Mel Watt being sworn in. He was scheduled to be sworn in this morning. I hadn't confirmed that it actually happened. I don't know if weather delayed it or what, but he's set to be sworn in. Janet Yellen set to be confirmed. We got the minutes of the last Fed meeting, which will be interesting to read. You got December non-farm payrolls coming out on Friday, and we got the first auction since the Fed's decided to reduce the amount of their purchases. So very interesting week. The jobs report on Friday, always the biggest event of the month. 200,000 net new jobs expected with no change in the unemployment rate expected. So good week to pay attention.
Good week to be having your service. Good year to have your service. Expecting volatility throughout this year, especially with Janet Yellen being confirmed and so many issues coming out. And then how the whole regulatory environment is going to play into it. We've got Paul Mahlo coming up right after the break to tell us, give us some more insights to what's going on. Again, Paul is with IMFnews.com. You're going to want to stay tuned all the way through the broadcast. And also we've got we've got David Bergstrom in the Hot Topic segment. So folks, got a full lineup this New Year's Day. New Year's Back to Work Day is how I'm referring to it. And appreciate you, Paul. I mean, Joe, being with us. Looking forward to hearing Paul's comments.
Well, hello, Dave. Are we still on the broadcast?
Alice, you want to go ahead and go into your...
I will. I heard the silence there, and I wasn't sure if he disconnected or the whole show. It was so quiet. Well, I'm gonna go ahead while Dave jumps in, since I don't have access to the switchboard at the moment. So, Joe, if you're hearing me, I'm gonna assume we might still be recording.
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Well, my update. I was going to talk a little bit too about the fact that this is the big week. We have the qualified mortgage, the ability to repay, Reg Z Section 32, Reg Z Section 35, and homeownership disclosure all kicking in this week. But then we have next week the Reg Z and Reg X servicing standards are kicking in, and the high cost appraisal rules, and then the ECOA appraisal disclosure. So these are two very big weeks in mortgage origination and servicing. So I know many of you, I've gotten several calls already from folks wanting to go, okay, now my software provider is ready and I have to get it programmed. Really? You're just programming it this week and you haven't had a chance to test it yet? Don't hesitate to give us a call. What you wouldn't give, I think, for a checklist right now. This is something our health check providers, our health check subscribers all receive. We have our health check service, which is an actual checklist of everything related to compliance that you need to have We have all the new rules included. And one of the things all our subscribers receive is this QM test. And one of the sheets on the spreadsheet comes up with every single fee you could think of, and it shows you whether it's an include or exclude. Because you have folks going, well, what if the seller's paying the origination fee? And what if the lender's paying this particular fee? And this spreadsheet helps you get to the bottom of what to include and exclude to make sure you get that points and fees test exactly right. So we're here to help as you all try to dive in to implement this regulation and keep your sanity, right? That's one thing I like to think about the health check. It's a great sanity check, and it's very affordable, and we keep it updated for you. So, folks, feel free to contact me, alice.alvey@mortgage-u.com. Now, that's my old email. It still works for those of you who have it. My new email, alice.alvey@indicom.net. So, you know, some habits drag on, right? For
yeah,
all emails, old phone numbers.
That just so. Came out pretty naturally, didn't it, Alice?
Did, my old email. Like saying, do you ever say your old phone number, Joe?
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I'm, you know, without being able to control the switchboard, I wouldn't be able to unmute anyone right now. So I'm going to have to defer to you, Joe, at the moment. I know we were going to be talking a little bit about the rules. How are your is Dave Bergstrom on the
I'm
line?
Back.
Dave, you muted? All right.
I got it back, so let's get over. I'm so sorry. Lost all technology there for a minute. Maybe it's just too cold. Technology is a run when it's cold. Alice, I want to get Paul Marlow on here. We got Paul.
Perfect.
Are you live with us?
I'm here. What's going on? The New Year,
well,
you is this New Year's week snafu?
Yeah. Well, you know, if we're going to have technology issues, why not have it all done in this, you know, right now?
Yeah,
so,
that's fine.
Anyway, good. Give us an update here on what you got going on. Sorry, listeners. It's just so frustrating when that happens.
Oh,
it does.
What do we got going on? Well, that case that we reported several weeks ago about W.J. Bradley, where 5,000 loan files were allegedly swiped from its system by a departing loan officer who went to work for RPM Mortgage. Apparently, they, meaning the California AGs, posted notification on their website that there's been a data breach at W.J. Bradley. W.J. Bradley, one of their sources, gave us a letter where they sent out notification to at least 550 customers. They're going to send out another 2,000 letters, it looks like, basically telling them that some of their personal information, including Social Security numbers and tax returns, were taken from the system. Anyway, the story's on www.imfnews.com, and there's also the biggest story we did about 3 weeks ago. We've been getting a lot of traffic on that story. No one else in the press or the trade press has bothered to report on it. I don't know why, but anyway. We also have a story by Brandon Ivey about the outlook for non-agency. A lot of people predicting this year that even though refis are going to drop, the non-agency sector is going to be decent. This includes, of course, jumbos. We know Citadel's out there. That's Dan Pearl's non-prime lender in California. He's looking at some nice increases in business. There's a lot of talk that we're going to see some QM, non-QM lenders, or at least lenders put out non-QM programs. We'll be interested to see if those get traction. You know, I've a lot of people tell me they're not, you know, they're concerned about QM, but they see QM and non-QM lending as a business opportunity. So that's interesting. We have some audit numbers from the FHA on rejection rates for FHA loans in the third quarter by George Brooks. That's out there. And, of course, Mel Watt was sworn in this morning as the new director of the FHFA. He hasn't, you know, all he did is took the oath and raised his hand. And it's not like he made any major announcements today. But obviously, you know, the Watt era is going to be a new era for Fifth Finance oversight of the GSEs. He's already rolled back higher G fees, the higher loan level price adjustments. So Watt is going to be the man to watch. You know, essentially, when you control the FHFA, you control Fannie and Freddie, and ergo, you control the mortgage market. So whatever Watt does, the industry will do. So we also have an update on Long & Foster. Their mortgage company's looking at having a pretty decent year, a slight decline in volume. It should be noted that they're mortgage company is Prosperity Home Mortgage. It used to be Prosperity Mortgage, and it's the new that used to be Prosperity Mortgage was the JV with Wells Fargo. Wells, of course, pulled out of the JV business, and now it's owned by Long & Foster, which is one of the largest realty firms in the Mid-Atlantic area. So that's just some of the good stuff we have on the IMF News website today. And, you know, it looks like, you know, in the young year, there's still plenty of news out there.
Hey, Paul.
There is so much to be reporting on this new year, and I anticipate that's not going to get to be less so as we look at all the stuff that's stacking up, especially Friday and what's going to be the implications of it all. But one of the things we're thrilled about is having the resource of tracking it all, and that's IMF News. So, folks, if you have not already done so, be sure to log in, sign up for the newsletter, imfnews.com. And read Paul's comments, Brandon Ivey's comments there, George Brooks, Charles. I mean, they've got a great lineup of people staying on top of what's going on. Paul, appreciate you being a part of the broadcast. Excuse the earlier technology challenges, but it's good to have you here. And look forward to having you back next week. Happy New Year. And
same to you and the gang there.
You betcha. Thank you so much. By the way, folks, if you're looking for a great place to advertise, to get your message out, check them out. Get a hold of Paul. They've got some great ability to connect with a lot of people. Every time our ad's up there, man, I hear about it. So it's a great resource. So, Paul, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Folks, I'm looking forward, now that we got our technology up running, hopefully it's going to stay up running all the way through, but it's just so much going on with technology, and you look at, we're maxing out technology. I got one of the highest-end computers and some of the super fastest speeds you can get. Anyway, Alice, Joe, and Dave, if you guys want to log back in to GoToMeeting, it's up there so you can see the screen. Alice, let's get into an update on everything as it relates to what's happening with the legislative world. We sure got big news,
well,
Alice, with this.
Yeah,
this,
well,
this
Dave,
did you already get into some
program,
of it? Program,
I already did it. Right? You missed it. You
missed
it. On recording.
Man, I got to go back and go listen to the On My Own broadcast to get the update. Well, I'm glad you did. Thank you, Alice. I will be sure to download it. Many do. And, folks, by the way, you can go online, download the broadcast. Like so many of our listeners go, Dave, Alice says so much in so little time that I just have to go back through it and read it over and over and over again. So, anyway, Alice, good to have you do that. Folks, we're going to be right back. We've got Tony Garitano on, and then we're going to get into the Hot Topic segment. Be sure to stay tuned all the way through the broadcast. Be right back after this brief break.
Looking for a full-service mortgage training and consulting company to fit exactly what you need? Mortgage U is your ultimate education and information resource used by lenders to execute high-impact, high-quality training throughout the organization. Mortgage U instructors are mortgage professionals providing classroom and web-based delivery and has the most sought-after training manuals in the country. Mortgage U has a proven track record performing customized training programs for hundreds and even thousands of employees both live and online on everything from application through loan delivery and insuring. Call Mortgage U today at 800-278-0200 or visit us online at mortgage-u.com. Welcome back to Lickin' on Lending. Our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now here's David Lickin.
Good to have you with us on this broadcast and technology holding. Hopefully we'll get all the way through all of this. Good to have you on. We've got Tony Garitano with us. We appreciate Tony bringing us insights and updates on everything that's technology. Tony, I want to get into what should technology vendors do to stay relevant in 2014. And by the way, as I meant to say, Happy New Year, Tony.
Happy New Year, Dave. I think that 2014 is going to be one of those breakout years in terms of technology innovation. I really do. I think 2013, yeah, a lot of innovation was put on hold because of new regulation. But especially in the second half of 2014, I really think that those technology vendors that want to remain household names in the mortgage industry are going to have to really pay close attention to how they can innovate, because, you know, in a lot of cases, especially with all of these mergers and acquisitions, technology in some cases is becoming almost a commodity. you know, you have these big companies that do everything from soup to nuts, and they really have to differentiate themselves in 2014 if they're going to be successful. And with the new rules, it's a real big opportunity for technology vendors to innovate.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, especially as you look at contracting volumes, and you look at the fact that a lot of them are on this service as, what is it, SaaS?
Software as a Service.
Software as a Service. I mean, their revenues are plummeting, and they've got to stay up and current and everything. So what should lenders do to stay relevant, Tony? What's your recommendations for them in 2014?
Well, again, you know, I'll keep my lender recommendations to the technology arena. I mean, if we go outside of technology, we can have tons of recommendations for them. But as it pertains to technology from the lender side, you mentioned it, Dave. The biggest thing is that volume is expected to decrease by like 30% this year, I believe. And, you know, who knows, it might even be more by the time the year is ended. That's just the initial projection. They tend to revise up or down as the year goes through. But so for the lender, you know, what they need to do in 2014 is invest in technology that ingratiates them to the borrower or the loan officer. So I think there's going to be a lot of emphasis on point-of-sale innovation in order to make them successful in 2014, because you need access to the business, and that's either your loan officers for correspondent or the borrower if you're going retail. So I think that for lenders to remain relevant in 2014, they're really going to have to also innovate around the point of sale and how they interact with their respective clients. It's got to be done better, faster, easier in order for them to be a winner this year.
There's no question that it's going to be in a different year. Our industry, I think David Stevens said it so well, is the new normal is what we're dealing with. And it is, you can forget the way it was. I've been in the business for 40 years, Tony, and I used to own a software company, as you know. Interlink Software was one of the, I was one of the P. Bridgel guys involved in that. And you can just forget all that. It's all new. It's nice to have that history. But, man, we're really in a new era. Tony, thank you so much, and wish you and everyone there at Progress and Lending a very happy new year. You've got a new publication I want to alert everybody to. Would you share a little information about that?
We do. It's a new newspaper publication called Today's Lending Insight. It's a monthly publication. It comes out the first Wednesday of every month, so it will be out this Wednesday, 2 days from today, on progressandlending.com, and it's taking you behind the news, where I think a lot of people like Paul and others do an amazing job of keeping you informed about the news, and those are must-see sites and publications for anyone in the mortgage industry. But if you want to go beyond the news and get some insight and analysis on the news, Today's Lending Insight newspaper is a good source, and it's completely free as well.
Completely free. It is great stuff, and you're doing some innovative things there as well. Talking about, like, I write every month there, just submitted my next month's article there, and it'll be published out. And then you do interviews oftentimes with those of us that are writing, and you put those interviews up on there with a link. And so it's very, very innovative, Tony. So it's good to have you with us. Appreciate you being a part of the broadcast each and every week. Thank you so much for your insights, and wish you a very prosperous new year, my friend.
Thank you, Dave. You as well.
Stay warm up there. It's cold up there, I know, as well. All right. Well, it's good to have Tony with us. He shares us his insights, and one of the other partnerships we're very thrilled to have with us is the NBA. I caught up with Ken Markison with the NBA last night. David Stevens and the team there at the NBA asked us to share an important information about resources that are available. So I'm going to play that interview now. Be right. Stay tuned all the way through. Then we've got coming up David Bergstrom, who's with United Guarantee Corp, and we're talking about some new innovative programs that United Guarantee has launched, and we want to hear all about them. And the best part is we're talking about it at the right time, because we've got January 10th when ATR, QM, everything's being launched. So let's first of all listen to the NBA, and then we're going to get into the interview with David. Thank you. Listeners, I'm very excited to have Ken Markison with the NBA here with us to give us an important update
on the MBA's new Compliance Essentials QM Resource Guide. Ken, good to have you on the broadcast.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, David.
Ken, for those that may not know who you are with the MBA, I've met you and many do, but would you give us a brief background of what you do for the MBA, your position, and your role there at the MBA?
Sure. I am Vice President and Regulatory Counsel at the MBA, and over the last several years have been working on all of the compliance issues confronting the industry, from back when Dodd-Frank was first proposed. We were involved in certainly responding to the legislation on behalf of the industry. Since the rules have come, we've formulated the comments, the views of the industry, and now we're working with our members on implementation.
Ken, you have been one busy guy. Talk a little bit about the MBA's new Compliance Essentials QM Resource Guide.
Yes, we are very excited about these new guides. What we did about a year ago was embark on a program to develop compliance essentials guides for each of the major rules and pieces of legislation confronting the industry. The way these guides were intended to work is having top-notch law firms work with the MBA to prepare, first of all, a guide to what the contents of a rule or piece of legislation are and how they affect the industries. Then, along with that, to prepare model policies and procedures and checklists so that individual companies can implement the particulars of the rules and do it in a way that it fits into a larger compliance management system. I think the Bureau's been very clear saying that the expectation is that lenders will have full-blown compliance management systems that indicate how they're operationalizing the rules within their companies. These guides, with the information they provide, with the model policies they provide, are a way to accomplish this through expert guidance at relatively low cost, considering the value of the materials provided.
Ken, what everyone's going to want to know is what the cost is for these resource guides. If you could give us some insights on the cost.
Well, for example, the big rule, QMATR, is $1,000 for the guide. But again, the guide includes what we hope are the building blocks of policies and procedures and checklists for your company. What we found is that for individual companies to go to law firms, and there are certainly many good firms serving our industry, it would cost much more than that to get that kind of a head start in developing policies and procedures and the kinds of checklists you need to operationalize. Now, I do want to caution on one point. These same good law firms and other firms should work with companies to take those policies and procedures that are suggested and make sure that they're customized properly to your business structure, whether it's a wholesale structure or retail structure or whatever the emphasis of your business is. That's my caution. Bottom line, what we're talking about here is an enormous value for what is not an insignificant sum, but comparatively a great value, I think.
You know, how could they learn more? What's the website at the MBA they can go learn more about it? And then if you can explain how this is distributed, is it something they buy and then download, or is it a binders that are sent to them? In what format does this information come to them, Ken?
It comes from MBA Education, and that would be available on the MBA website through just a few mouse clicks. I think people can reach what they need to know about the availability of these guides. The one in particular that we've rolled out that's garnered a great deal of attention is the Ability to Repay Qualified Mortgage Guide.
Yes.
But there are several others as well. So far as format is concerned, David, we are sending these out electronically. That way you don't have to wait for the binder. You can literally send in at least on some of the guides and get them immediately. A few that are in the pipeline, they'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
So we should almost say they're resource guides, plural, because there's more than one on the way.
That's right.
But you do have one that's ready to go right now, and that's the Compliance Essentials QM Resource Guide. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And there is one on vendor management. There is one on Respitila. There's one on servicing. We have HOPA and appraisals and escrow just around the corner. We have an LO comp guide that we're updating with new revisions. This is really a library of source material. And what I think is important here is that the more you buy, the more their packages, their discounts, that sort of thing.
And as these roll out, there are discounts available to be able to get the whole set of resource guides that you'll be publishing over some period of time.
That's right. And again, what we expect is that by the end of the year, or even by the middle of the year, the library will have grown considerably. But I think for those folks who are very concerned about this date this week of January 10th, the guide that we've been talking about, the Ability to Repay guide, is really the keenest concern, and that one they can get right away.
Excellent. Now, as far as update, what will be the policy of the MBA? Do updates come out on a subscription basis? Give us some insights on how you're going to be handling updates.
Yeah, at least initially, what we're thinking about is updating the guide and making it available to the subscribers at no cost. I think as we go further down the road and rules change significantly, there would likely be revisions and charges for revisions. But I think for LO Comp, for example, the guide rolled out some months ago. That was before some additional changes came down under the CFPB rule. We're making those revisions available to original subscribers at no cost.
Excellent, Ken. What's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of this information? Go, obviously, to the MBA. Do you have a specific website, or is there a particular department they should call? What would you advise our...
Well, I think MBA Education is a good place to call. The Compliance Essentials material on our website, mba.org, is a very good place to go. And certainly, if all else fails, please feel free to contact me at kmarkison@mba.org, and we'll make sure that that your request gets the attention it deserves.
Ken, thank you so much. Hope you have yourself a wonderful week, and appreciate you being here with us now. And Ken, I want to just fling the door wide open. Anytime you have updates that you want to come on the broadcast and share with our listeners, you are welcome to come on anytime. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We do appreciate our partnership with the MBA, and so excited to have them turn more and more to the radio broadcast to get the word out. You too can get your information out if you want to join us as a sponsor and get involved with the radio broadcast. Folks, we're going to be back with Dave Bergstrom of United Guaranty Corp talking about some options for you that I think you'll find exciting. Folks, we'll be right back after this brief break.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm to the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedging, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan,
if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success,
Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300
combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker-to-banker transitions, transitioning to hedging, financial and accounting services, or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact a Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
Good to have you with us, listeners. By the way, the Prophet Doctor sends his greetings and all the technology snafus this morning. You know what? I forgot to, clear out the internet cache on my, usually you want to collect cache, but when you're working with the internet, you want to purge cache regularly, and that's what I forgot to do when I started the broadcast, evidently. Anyway, we're excited to have David Bergstrom of United Guaranty be with us, and we're so honored to have United Guaranty as one of our radio sponsors. David is the Regional Vice President here at United Guaranty with sales responsibilities for 11 states. This is one big, busy guy out there. Big responsibility is what I meant. He is based in Orange County, California, one of the few parts of the country that's still warm, 77 degrees. He's been with United Guaranty for more than 3 years and has more than 20 years of experience in mortgage, insurance, and the banking industries. It's good to have you with us, David, and apologize for the early. For your first time to be on the broadcast, we run into some technology issues, but it's good to have you with us, David.
Well, at least you didn't blame me for it, so it's okay. And Happy New Year to you, David, and all of your staff and listeners, and thanks for having me on the program. It's really great to have a venue like this and a forum to be able to discuss mortgage industry-related issues, including a very timely discussion today on the upcoming QM rules that go into effect again, I think as mentioned several times today so far, on this Friday, January 10th. And just wanted to say thanks, too, to all your listeners for taking time to educate themselves on the issues of our industry and discuss these things every week. They should be applauded for their efforts.
Yeah, we like to say that only the leaders, only the performers in our industry listen to the broadcast because they're the only ones that are willing to learn. So it's a great litmus test. If you listen to Lickin' and Lenny, it qualifies you as one of the true professionals in the industry because only professionals want to grow, and it's a great resource. Thanks for your comments. Anyway, go on.
Sure thing. No, I was just going to say we're going to talk about a lot today and cover quite a few topics related to QM and mortgage insurance specifically. But if anybody misses anything, we've got a pretty robust website at ugcorp.com, and we do have a specific section around QM. And as you mentioned earlier as well, if they want to find their local account executive, we do have a Contact Us tab, and they can find any one of their nationwide account executives at United Guaranty. So thanks again.
I can attest to the fact that it is a great website. I go there regularly, use it as a reference point, so listeners can check out the website. Again, it's www.ugcorp.com, or you can go over to our website, look at a lending, and click on the link in the upper right-hand corner, get you right there as well. Dave, today we're talking about discussing mortgage insurance solutions that comply with the new qualified mortgage rules, the QM rules. Can you please describe the changes related to mortgage insurance that will result from the new QM rules?
Yeah, sure thing, David. First of all, QM is very complex in general and goes well beyond the elements of just mortgage insurance. And just to provide the listeners some background, I'm sure everybody is very well aware of QM. If you're not, maybe been on vacation the last year or something like that. But just as
hard
some background, so as part of the Dodd-Frank Act, the CFPB has established new rules for qualified mortgages that become effective again on Friday. So at United Guaranty, our experts have created a suite of products designed to ensure that when the new QM rules take effect this Friday, one thing you won't have to worry about as a lender or a borrower is the availability of mortgage insurance through United Guaranty. And the new QM rules include the ability to repay requirements and a 3% limit on borrowers' upfront points and fees on loans greater than $100,000. And it gets a little more complex that, loan amounts under $100,000, $60,000 to $100,000, et cetera. And some MI products are included in the limit on points and fees, but there are some that are not. And again, all these changes go into effect as of this Friday, the 10th of January.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I just got to say, welcome to the program, Dave. I wanted to just kind of give folks a little bit of an outline because, you know, mortgage insurance is obviously a part now of that points and fees test. I always look at for QM, it's really pillars, right? And when we teach this in our classes, we talk about there's the product, you know, getting your product right, getting your underwriting requirements right, because there are some boundaries within that as lenders look to try and establish, you know, QM versus non-QM products, and then this points and fees component within that. So as I look at the points and fees, I think there was a lot of confusion in the very early stages about how mortgage insurance fit into that and the rules that go with the MI in order to be able to exclude it from the points and fees test. And being able to exclude it meant that I could was important because I didn't want to go over that, 3% cap or lower cap if I was in a lower loan amount. And so the single premium mortgage insurance became an issue. Can you talk a little bit to our listeners about, how the product now and how that's changed for the United Guarantee products? Because I think with the single premium, that was a valuable product that people wanted to maintain, and that single premium is, now up in question as to whether or not it's an include or an exclude.
Yeah, absolutely, Allison. And, single premium mortgage insurance as it is, I guess, today until Friday, probably go through some significant changes just because of the refundability issue. But our goal at United Guarantee has really always been to make it easier for lenders to serve their customers' needs while remaining compliant with the new QM rules. Okay, and so we made some changes there. We've actually created a suite of mortgage insurance products that ensure lenders know the appropriate options to deal with QM and the benefits of each. We call it QMI, so it's qualified mortgage insurance. So see the play there, qualified mortgage insurance.
Right.
United Guarantee's QMI helps to ensure compliance with QM rules, points and fees requirement. Most premiums for each QMI product are excluded from the points and fees calculation, or that 3% cap. And we have a variety of products under our QMI suite, rates and payment options for borrowers. And we also provide on our website, when you do a comparison, detailed comparisons of each option as far as the payments go, the different mortgage insurance payment, et cetera. But best of all, really, the QMI offers choices to both lenders and the borrowers to meet their needs and also to comply with QM. And, the QMI suite includes borrower-paid monthly premium, which is still a very popular product for United Guarantee and for the mortgage insurance industry, as well as single premiums. And really the latest and greatest thing in my eyes is the lender-paid single premium option.
So, Dave, this is Joe. Do you do that by the rate that's charged to the consumer?
Lender paid isn't something for every single borrower or every loan, Joe, but the reality is that if the interest rate is increased by the lender to cover the cost of the mortgage insurance single premium, that's what we consider lender paid MI. And so when you do go through that rate increase to cover the cost of the LPMI, there's no upfront premium that's charged to the borrower. Okay, because again, it's built into the interest rate, and therefore it is excluded from the 3% cap under the QM rule.
Gotcha.
And so that's how you go about it. So on a lender-paid single premium product, the interest rate is increased slightly. However, the overall borrower's monthly payment, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance payment, is in most instances always lower with a lender-paid single premium option.
But it's really interesting to see how innovative the QMI products are. Can you provide some more details on those options, including the borrower-paid monthly and the lender-paid options?
Absolutely, David. I'll start with the borrower-paid monthlies. Our monthly premium with post-pay has been and remains very popular, as I mentioned earlier, and United Guarantee's monthly rates are extremely competitive. Some of the benefits of the monthly premium include with our post-pay option. We call it post-pay. Some of our competitors call it deferred. They have different names for what they call their, we'll call it deferred monthly premium for lack of a better, easier word, I guess. But with our post-pay option, the monthly MI premium is collected after closing, so none of the MI premium applies to that 3% cap because it's not considered an upfront fee under the QM rule. And there is no upfront charge to the borrower, and the MI premium is collected monthly after closing with the borrower's first payment. And then the borrower-paid MI cancels automatically when or cancels when the loan hits 78% LTV. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, one of the products that I love and I think is way underutilized, even today and today's standards, and Alice mentioned earlier about borrower-paid mortgage insurance, single premiums being very popular right now, and they certainly are, and we're doing a lot of those as well. But I think that there's an underutilization of lender-paid MI single premium right now for the reasons I mentioned earlier, lower payment to the borrowers, et cetera. But the reality is that lender-paid single premium option can be the best and lowest-cost option for many borrowers and lenders. And again, when the lender-paid MI is done with a single premium and the interest rate is increased, it is excluded from the QM cap of the 3% and will typically result in a lower monthly payment for the borrower as well. And we've seen in our calculations that if you just take apples-to-apples comparison and you look at a monthly mortgage insurance premium and a lender-paid MI option and buying up the interest rate a small percentage to cover the cost of the LPMI, that you can actually see a purchasing power increase of, you know, around 5 to 10% on a loan-by-loan basis. And it also reduces the closing costs of the borrowers because there is no upfront fee charged to the borrower.
So, Dave, you know, I'm wondering, you know, why don't you see lender-paid MI as much? You know, it does seem to help customers with the cash. I think as we look forward, it's going to definitely make a difference in the three-point test. Do you recommend it for a lot of loans? I mean, it seems to be a mixed bag.
Well, Alice, I can honestly tell you, I think I wake up every morning and ask myself the same question. Why in the world don't we see more lender-paid single premium options? I really don't know the answer why. It's a very viable product. It has been. It's been in existence long before kind of QM came around.
Yeah.
The reality is I think today a lot of lenders are considering what is truly a borrower-paid mortgage insurance premium. So it shows up on the HUD as a charge to the buyer and a credit back from the lender. That is really not considered lender-paid mortgage insurance, you know, under QM rules going forward as of Friday. That's really considered borrower-paid because it is charged to the borrower up front and comes
right
back as a credit from the lender. So I guess in essence that you're probably seeing more lender-paid than what we're kind of defining as lender-paid after Friday, but it's just being done a little differently today, and that does need to change under the new QM rules as of Friday. But, again, I wouldn't say it's for LPMI is for every borrower, but in many cases, again, it can be the best option, especially for those looking for more purchasing power or a lower monthly payment versus a monthly MI premium option.
Dave, expand on that purchasing power. What do you mean by that?
Well, it holds a lot of appeal for borrowers looking for a lower payment and offers a lower overall principal and interest tax insurance payment than other MI options. And, you know, what borrowers are really attracted to is there's no separate monthly MI payment. We've run the numbers showing this enables borrowers to get up, again, as much as 5% more purchasing power with the same monthly payment as they would under a monthly premium option. So take your base loan amount with monthly MI premium and add 5% to that with a lender-paid option, and your payment's going to be identical. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I can tell you that I have yet to meet a borrower that actually wants to pay for mortgage insurance.
Right.
Right. But do you continue to offer the non-refundable stuff in this?
Yeah, we sure do. So, like I said, our suite of products is more than just monthly mortgage insurance and lender-paid singles. We're really trying to go out and educate our customers on what's best for them and their borrowers, you know, as far as the lowest payment option goes. But, yes, absolutely, we still do offer a non-refundable single premium program. But remember with these options, if you have a non-refundable premium up front, it must be included 100% in that 3% cap under QM. You know, even so, they do continue to be good options for some borrowers.
So, Dave, can you provide more details on the lender-paid single premium option, the LPMI?
Sure, Alf. I mean, simply put, lender-paid mortgage insurance is mortgage insurance paid by the lender. You know, pretty simple. Again, the cost of the MI is built into the interest rate by a slight increase in the interest rate, but typically the overall monthly payment is lower and there is no separate mortgage insurance premium payment monthly. So that's
right.
something I hear quite a bit in, you know, talking with lender customers or even, you know, friends that are buying a house with less than 20% down. It's like, well, I got my, you know, quote from my lender, and my mortgage insurance payment is $267 a month. So you don't have that same kind of reaction typically when you get into a lender-paid situation. And it really comes down to borrower's payment, and that's kind of our re-education process that we're going through right now with our customers, and they have to do with their borrower customers. But as one of my colleagues often reminds her customers, you know, when you write out your mortgage check every single month, you don't put your interest rate in the comment section at the bottom. You're writing out dollars and cents. And the key is to try to reduce the dollar and cents as much as you possibly can. And because the LPMI cost is captured in the loan interest rate, it, again, is not counted in the 3% cap for QM. And, you know, some of the single premium LPMI benefits for the borrower are, again, a lower monthly payment in most cases, increased purchasing power. And, again, as with our borrower-paid monthly mortgage insurance option, with LPMI, when it's built into the rate, there is no separate LPMI payment due at closing.
Well, I think one of the issues for customers, we wouldn't be right if we didn't bring up the opposite side of that, which is it's not cancelable. Right now it's in my rate for the life of the loan, and so that's going to impact me long-term for the customer who's planning on staying in the home or feels that they have a low enough rate that they may not be refinancing, right? So,
that's,
I mean, obviously
absolutely.
It's trying to make that comparison and, you know, and ultimately, too, the difference in the APR. I haven't looked at one recently to see how the APRs stack up.
Yeah, absolutely, Alice. You're right. And, it again, is not the ideal product for every customer, but in so many instances, it is such a saver in the monthly payment to most borrowers. You know, you can get into situations where, you know, you've got a lower credit score borrower, you know, your maximum LTVs and things like that, where the single premium LPMI option just doesn't make sense because it's too expensive. Or, again, in your circumstance, you've got someone that you know is going to be relocating in, you know, 1 year or something like that, and they just don't want to have that additional expense included at time of closing. So that's why we really, in our QMI suite of products, we really do try to go through and give you as many actual comparisons as we possibly can to help educate the lenders as well as the borrowers on what their best options are.
Well, and I think it's important to make sure the originators think through all these. I mean, what you're bringing up are great points where originators, I think, can separate themselves from other originators where you talk about mortgage insurance more than just beyond, hey, it's this extra piece in your monthly payment. You know, you're giving the borrower the idea that, hey, this is a financial aspect of my product that I need to think about and weigh all the pluses. I think originators have a tendency to fall too easily into, hey, just throw in the monthly, keep my life easy, keep my disclosure, what I know, right? People like to stay with what they know, and I think this is tremendously valuable information to make sure the originators are talking about all aspects and all types of premiums with customers.
You're so right on, Alice, and that's, like I mentioned earlier, it's all about providing options, right? So you want to sit down and show a comparison because a lot of times the realtors will automatically steer a borrower into maybe an FHA loan where it's not as cost-effective as conventional with MI. You know, I get calls from loan officers sometimes that are still using mortgage insurance coverage and rates from, you know, 2005. I mean, all those things have changed. So it's really important to stay up to date on all this stuff and also to kind of look through the options for all of your borrowers first and then discuss those options with the borrowers, the pros and cons of each. But again,
well,
that's the biggest key for – I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, finish up your thought.
I was just going to say that the biggest key for me is to make sure that everybody out there listening understands there are options, that monthly mortgage insurance as it is today is not the only option for mortgage insurance.
And it's a game changer starting on Friday. You know that this is a whole new discussion with borrowers in light of the three-point test.
And you guys have the top originators on your program every single week, and these are the ones that are going to be able to offset themselves from everybody else by providing more options to their customers.
We like
how
to
much,
think that.
How much in rate?
Go ahead, Joe.
How much in rate do you have to add in order to pay for the MI?
Well, Joe, it's a good question.
I know it varies, but...
Yeah, it does vary because remember that, so mortgage insurance premium is based on several factors. The most likely is the LTV, because obviously a 95% loan-to-value is going to have a higher level of coverage than an 85 LTV is, and therefore is going to be a higher rate. Then you get into other factors like the borrower's credit score, and, you know, somebody with an 800 credit score is going to probably have a lower rate than somebody with a 620 credit score. So
sure.
It really depends, and again, that's why it's not the LPMI singles is not the best bet for every single borrower. And in some cases, you know, FHA may be a better option just because if you get into, you know, a combination of things where the mortgage insurance premium is that expensive, you know, there may be some cases where the only option is FHA for guideline instances, for example. But
right.
I think now more than ever, mortgage insurance has a key place in the lending community.
Well, not only
well,
that,
FHA
place key
just...
To...
Yeah,
you're going exactly where I wanted to go. Joe, go ahead, finish.
Okay, I was going to say FHA just passed a rule that says that their insurance is no longer cancelable, right?
Right.
Or the,
and you've got on every FHA loan, you've got an upfront fee and a renewal fee, right?
And the ongoing, right.
And that's what I was going to point out, Joe, is I think he's went right down the path, is FHA wants to purposely lose market share. They've got more than they want. And this really creates some options. And I think you make a great point, David, is we do have the top originators listening to this broadcast each and every week, whether live and downloaded, both, some cases both, is this is going to give them a decided advantage. And so for those of you that are listening to the broadcast, you want to get more information, you can reach out and contact your United Guaranty account executives. You can find them by going to the Contact Us button on the website, www.ugcorp.com, or you can click over to those of you that are regular to our website, go over to Lickin' on Lending, and on the upper right-hand corner, click on their ad, and it'll bring you right into their website. So if you can't remember UGCorp.com, you remember Lickin' on Lending, you're there all the time to get to listen to the broadcast, click on the upper-hand link, gets you right in there to listen to it. LinkedIn, they also, you can recommend that you follow them on LinkedIn to get updates in the weeks and months ahead. David, you've just done an outstanding job. This for the first time to having a guest on from United Guaranty Corp. We're just honored to have you here. And I got to tell you, you did a great job. You sound like a pro on the radio. If you don't have a radio program, get one going.
Well, and I'm very impressed, Dave, that you brought up FHA because I think that's an important aspect. What I see, too, is that, you know, people have a tendency to gravitate to FHA. There is a place for it, but, again, don't gravitate to FHA when PMI is the best thing. Make sure, folks, too, you're looking at your informed consumer choice disclosure. I think that's another place that PMI companies can do well, and making sure lenders update that, because that disclosure usually shows that PMI is a better option for consumers, and you have to give it out on every FHA loan.
And it's a new year, Alice, and I'm hoping it's such a habit by so many people to fall to FHA when it's not in the best interest of their customers. And so
right.
I'm hoping in the new year we can help break that habit.
Well, that's going to have a penalty. If you're going to steer them into an FHA program that is not got the same advantage, you're going to have to give explanation to the regulators of why you sent them that direction. Folks, I'm telling you, go into this website, get a hold of your local contact for your local United Guaranty account executive, get a hold of them. David, what's the best, any recommendations as to how people get a hold of them? I know you. Everyone knows you in your 11 states. You're kind of like a celebrity out there. But what are any other suggestions that they can, how they can get a hold of you, David?
No, quite honestly, David, being the number one in my company now, I would hope that most people know their local account executive. We've got, again, nationwide coverage, and we cover all 50 states. And, again, if they don't know who it is, they can very simply go to our website under Contact Us, select the state they're in, and they get a whole list with pictures of who their reps are. And but that's the easiest way. Thanks. But no, we're just really excited. I just appreciate the opportunity of being on your program so much. Alice and Joe, thanks for the dialogue and great questions. And just I really look forward to working with all of our clients on QM and the upcoming rules and just helping everybody navigate through these new rules. And again, we've got a nationwide staff that's here and ready to help you. If you're not doing LPMI currently, you have more questions on it, that is what we're here for. So please, please, please call us. We can discuss the concept and easily assist you with everything from an explanation of what it is through implementation at every level within your organization. So just please call us.
The drum signal, we're out of time. David, thank you so much. Special shout-out to Susan King there with United Guarantee Corp up there in Alice's country. I always enjoy meeting all the United Guarantee reps. Great group of folks. Good to have you with us, David. Wish you a very happy New Year and a prosperous New Year to everyone there at United Guarantee. And thank you, United Guarantee, for being our sponsor of the broadcast. Folks, be sure to check back here next week. Got another great lineup of guests and commentary, especially as we've gone live with the whole new regulations. And Alice will have some new commentary on that. Appreciate you tuning in. Have a great week, everyone. Talk to you soon.
This has been Lickin on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, Andy Schell of Mortgage Banking Solutions, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.